Racing HQ, brought to you by the Kosciuszko. Buy a $5 ticket for your chance to win a share in a horse running in the $1.3 million race. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
We're back at Randwick on Saturday for the Australian Turf Club, and this is your weekly Paul Joyce podcast preview looking at the quaddy. And as I say hello to you, Paul, we're looking at a heavy track for sure.
Yeah, we are. We're off to Randwick on Saturday, and we'll get a heavy track. I mean, there's still showers on the coast, and that's exactly where Randwick's situated. So we won't be able to creep out of that heavy range, unfortunately. It should stick around that heavy 8, perhaps a heavy 9, but, you know, you're looking for your winter wet trackers again.
All right, well, let's help our podcasters with the early predictions for the quaddy. The first leg is race 6 over the 1,800 metres. Obviously, the rail, just checking the rails out at 9 metres and 7 metres. So they're getting out for this meeting, Paul.
Yeah, rails out 9 metres, basically the entire trip, I think 1,600 metres to the post. In this race here, look, I'm only taking two runners for the quaddy. This is probably a risky leg, numbers 5 and 2. Pretty keen on Wugok. He can get about $5.50 with tab fixed odds, and I think that's a great price. He's a genuine wet tracker. He's had eight starts in heavy track for 4 wins. He came off a 9-week break, struck a heavy track at Randwick last at over 2,000 metres. He was just caught late by Primitivo, but he'll strip fitter for that run for sure. He gets Blake Shin to ride. He's got barrier 2. And you've only got to look at his recent form. He's been in the money at his last 6 starts. So Chris Waller's got him in a great spot, and without extra fitness, so I think he runs a huge race here. But the favourite in the race is number 2, Dr. Drill, up from Victoria after bolting at Flemington last start. That was his first time he's ever been on a soft track, and it was only a soft 5, so it's very different to what he'll face here at Randwick on Saturday. So that's the big risk with him. Obviously, he's got upside. He's improving all the time, but just a matter of whether he'll be able to get through a heavy track at Randwick, whereas I know Wugok will absolutely love it. So numbers 5 and 2, hopefully we get through that first leg, but we needed to narrow one down, and that's the one we've narrowed down.
All right, a gamble in the first leg, but that's the life we're in. 5 and 2 in race number 6. Randwick, race 7. This is the big community day there with the locals, and the bottom one is out, Give Me Shelter, number 12. So at this stage, Paul, a field of 11.
Field of 11, and you could make a case for nearly all of them. Look, I'll just give you the quaddy numbers I've got. I've got 9, 1, 5, 2, 7, 11. So we've got 9 on top, which is Epic Dan. Now, he's big odds. If you want to have a spec on one at massive odds, he's third up. He's got great third up figures. He was just nabbed over 1,200 here on a heavy track last start behind Southern Lad. And he comes back to 1,000 metres on a heavy track. And I think he'll run you a big race at the good odds. Number 1, Latin Boy. Now, he's a different horse now. The Freedmans have got him showing some early toe and putting himself in the race. He's coming out of a listed race back to a benchmark 78. So I think he's big overs. Number 5, Deity. She was very good last start, chasing home Spiritual Pursuit and Invictus Salute, so she's hard in the market. Tony Nicone flopped first up, but had been trialling the house down, so we'll give him another go from barrier 1. And number 7, Royal Witness, will put him in as well. He's been trialling strongly. And the 11, Natalia, she was an easy winner at Gosford last start. So we'll go 9-1-5-2-7-11.
All right, fairly wide there in the second leg. Race 8 is the Kensington Handicap over the 1,300 metres. Again, looking at those 11 runners plus the 4 emergencies as it sit, and we get the chance to see Simply Optimistic again after that first Sydney win.
It was a big win. I've gone through the replays for all the other runners here, and I can't find anything to really challenge Simply Optimistic. So for the quaddy, we'll go 4-8-9. As you said, it was a big win. It was on a heavy 8 track. It was first up for 40 weeks. So you'd think he'd only improve. And, of course, he gets Huey Bowman, who's returning on Saturday to do the steering. So we'll go with the 4, Simply Optimistic. Head of the 8, Condor. This was a big first up win at Newcastle under some weight. He looks like he's come back in great order. He, of course, went around in a few Group 1s there last prep, including the Randwick Guineas. And number 9, Lundberg, well, he's the favourite at the moment, struggling to win, but he gets his chance here. Lovely gate, claim for Sam Clinton, and does have Riverbird form. So we'll go 4-8-9 in the third leg.
Yeah, that the Riverbird form, it's just starting to hold up winter time, isn't it?
Looks like a really strong little form reference. It's just a matter of Lundberg, whether he really wants to win, I think, is the query with him. So we'll find out more with him on Saturday.
Righto, so 4, 8, and 9 in the third leg. The last is the Winter Racing Handicap and a field of 12 at this stage over the 1,400.
Yeah, another open race to close out. We can go wide in the quaddy. We can afford to. So we've gone 9, 2, 11, 7, and 3. 9 on top here, Miss D. This was a big win first up. She was held up in the straight. Once she got clear, she just turned on the afterburners and she bolted in. That was on a soft 7. She gets up in distance. Brock Ryan takes 3 kilos off. So she's only got 52 to carry. She looks beautifully placed. Thought number 2, Notation, was the danger. Another big winner at Randwick last start on a heavy track. So you know you've got the right sort of horse at this time of year. She gets a claim for Chris Williams. So she gets in really well again at the weights. And the other 3 chances, 11, Aim for Perfection. She's lightly raced, doing everything right. She got beaten by Miss Deed last start. But I think she'll appreciate the extra trip in getting to Randwick. So we'll put her in. And the other 2 I am going to throw into the 2K Waterhouse Adrian Bot Runners, 7 Echo Gem and number 3 Terminology. They'll both be up on speed, making their own luck. And if we're alive coming into the last leg of the quaddie, it's always more pleasurable if you've got the horse out in front rather than the one out the back. So we'll take 9, 2, 11, 7 and 3 in the last leg.
Righto, so we're going short in that first leg, the 5 and the 2. If we can just hold on, then we'll get some extra little, kick there, given, we might be able to just get a little roughy home. You never know along the road, Paul.
Yeah, for sure. I think the second leg in particular, anything could happen there. I've tipped a $23 or $26 pop on top, and I think a $17 pop for second. So that would be lovely if we get one of those home. And obviously, if there are any changes, which there probably will be, considering we're on a heavy track, I'll be back on between 10 and 10:30 with you on Saturday morning, and I'll update all of that quaddie and obviously the tips for every race. But at this stage, it's 180 combinations, so $18 will get us 10%. But make sure you tune in Saturday, because I'm expecting there'll be a few scratchings.
We'll wait and see on that front. Good on you, Paul. That gives our regular podcasters a bit of a start for the weekend. We'll talk to you on Saturday.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Andrew.
Paul Joyce in our podcast, looking towards Randwick on a heavy track on Saturday.